The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
This is the first week of my four-week intensive workshop that's teaching how to buy your first out-of-state investment property. This week, we went over how to find the right location. If you're interested, you can still join the workshop, and replays are available for the sessions that you've missed. Next week, we're going to go over how to find and build a team that you can trust. So if you're tired of the expensive market that you live in, if you want to learn how to buy affordable investment properties, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop, and I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And today's investor spotlight is episode 172 with Vanessa Cole, talking about how she turned her successful real estate developer business into being able to develop over 50 affordable homes in Houston. Some of the ins and outs of how she selects some of the awesome things that keep her business successful. So without any further ado, let's get into it.
Can you talk a bit more about the importance of mentorship? Because a lot of people want to get into development. I mean, we've been talking about it the last couple of days, and sometimes people are looking for, you know, that partner, like who they can work with. So what recommendations would you have for someone to find that mentor or that partner who could help them get things going?
Yes. So I am super big into sitting still and asking and praying, putting into the universe of what I want and what I need. And I specifically said, I want a business partner who's super knowledgeable in this space so that way I can just run and get more projects. And I interviewed like four different people and then found the right partner for me. But your question, why is that important, that mentorship? Well, it's super important because you want to mitigate as much risk as possible in this business. And so if you can partner with somebody and leverage off of their experience, well, you're saving yourself, you know, 20 years, a 20-year crash course, right? And then not only that, because I just had a failed business partnership prior to, so I said, not only am I going to have him as my mentor, but the three builders that I had called before, I told them, I said, I'll be picking your brain as I move along. And those guys are still my mentors till this day. Because I always ask them, hey, can you double check my pro forma? Can you double check these construction costs? Hey, can you take a look at these plans? Can you give me any feedback? This is the conversation I'm having with the city. What are your thoughts on that? And I think that's just super important because we don't know everything. And then YouTube University, right? So it's like conversations like this. I mean, there's so many land development and new construction content on YouTube. I'm in the car every day listening, learning. So it's not rocket science. It's setting the intention and doing the work and just being committed.
Definitely. So I know that you work with the city and do different programs and things of that nature. So can you talk about just how you've been able to leverage programs that are taking place in Houston to build, and also how that's also helped first-time home buyers to get into homes?
Yes. So we worked with three different programs in the city of Houston. The first one is called the Houston Land Bank. And that program is where I got started, and I bought 10 lots for $10. that program does not exist anymore.
When did it phase out? Do you remember?
I mean, like 3 years after I had, so like 2019.
Good timing.
Yes. And that program, you buy the lots for a dollar and you build a affordable home in the low to moderate income community, and you're capped at a certain sales price. Mm-hmm. And you just need to ensure that the first-time home buyer gets in that home. The second program is with Midtown Redevelopment Authority. They're called a TERS, which is a tax increment reinvestment zone. So how they're set up is they have a specific boundary in Houston, and a portion of taxpayers' dollars fund affordable housing program. So they're able to buy lots, and then they call us as the builder, and then we do the same thing like I did at the land bank. The third program is with the housing department in the city of Houston. Now that one, it's more of our large track programs. So we have 43 acres that we're gonna do 200 affordable homes on. Wow. And the city says, okay, well, I'll give you gap funding for your infrastructure. And not only that, I'll help expedite certain plans and permit process for you to get those affordable homes on the ground. So those are three programs we work with on the development side. And then on the back end with the buyers, there's tons of down payment assistance programs we work with. Yeah. Buyers are receiving up to like $30,000 in down payment assistance.
Wow.
So these buyers that I've helped, I mean, they're coming to closing with like $1,100.
Yeah.
And they're getting a brand new home, 3-bed, 2-bath, and without this program, they were priced out, mm-hmm. or they have to move. So they wouldn't be able to purchase. They're forced to rent, yeah. or forced to live with somebody else, or they have to move out to the suburbs and drive, commute 30 minutes back and forth, because that's the only place they can afford.
Right.
But they live in the city. I want to live and work and play in my city.
Right.
So this program has helped so many buyers.
It's amazing. So it sounds like, because one of the questions I was going to ask is, I mean, we've talked about it all weekend long in different panels, is like how to make it profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be correct to say partnering with the city helps to make it profitable?
Yeah. So yeah, I have not found a way that you can do affordable housing without the, I take that back, because Booker out of Georgia has found a way to do an affordable product without subsidy. But currently the product that we have, a 1600 square feet, 3-bed, 2-bath, building that product with the land costs and construction costs where it is, we have not been able to do it without the help from the city. Mm-hmm. The numbers just don't work for us. So yes, it's the subsidy is where our profit
yeah.
comes in. And that's what has incentivized us developers to come in and participate in the program. Without it, we would be a nonprofit. And that doesn't work for us.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I encourage people, you know, wherever they live to look into similar programs like that in the cities. And I think it helps because obviously you're in business to make money. You're able to make money, but then you're also able to put people in houses who otherwise, like you said, would have been priced out, pushed out, and all those things. So I think everyone wins in that scenario.
Correct. I've had buyers cry at the closing table because they're looking for a home for like 2 years.
Wow.
And they cannot find a home because the product doesn't exist. The only product that's available at that price point in the market is a home that's like torn down,
yeah.
dilapidated. And, you know, it's just, so I love what I do. I do believe that my work in this space is purposeful. And there's just doors that open up for me and partners that come into alignment with what I'm doing. And I'm grateful for that.
Absolutely. So what would you say is the average price of the homes you build versus the average cost of something similar in Houston? Like, that's a market rate.
Yes. So our average sales price is around like $230, $250. Mm-hmm. That same three bed, two bath, 1,600 square feet will go for $330, sometimes $375. So yes, so and our product is comparable to a market rate product.
Right.
And I was very intentional about making sure that our product had nice design finishes. Like, I had scratched, nothing wrong with granite countertops, but I wanted more of like the quartz. I wanted like the clean, sleek. Instead of going with that 12 by 12 tile, I went with like a large format tile.
Yeah.
You know, there's just different things, accent walls, the paint colors. So I would tell my partner, like, hey, I'm willing to forego $5,000 of my profit just to put in some better finishes. Because what I was seeing in the market, it was like formica counter. I mean, it was just like, and then you wonder why those houses end up being run down later on, because nobody will take pride in that.
Yeah.
So, and then we educate our home buyers on how to take care of your home, and we just try to be involved as much as possible.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.